Blog Talk Radio.
Beach is popping. I'm a savage. Well, let me just get to be. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Let's get to it. Oh, no. That's not the right. Why'd that play? That's not what I was playing. Girl, that is the wrong one. What's going on, everybody? What's popping? Now that they're domestic my whole little situation, okay? That was the wrong song. I tried to do a dramatic entry, but that didn't quite work. But shout out to everybody in the building. We got a lot to get into. I know you didn't see me at first because you weren't supposed to. I was just supposed to lead in with the song. But my stupid self didn't play the right song. But today is a great day for music. But if you're a return subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. I realize we've been seeing a buffering issue. I'm not really sure what that is. If we are lagging, I do apologize. I have a lot of systems running on my computer. Might be time to do an upgrade. So just bear with us. And I am also double streaming. I'm streaming on Facebook and I'm streaming on YouTube. So we're really getting into some things today. So if it is lagging, my bad. Okay. I have not figured it out yet. Now, let me tell y'all something. I didn't believe it. I did not believe that Megan Thee Stallion had Beyonce on a record until I heard it today. We heard rumblings of it early this morning. But then when we were trying to find, we heard that it got leaked. It was like a leak. And I was like, okay, so where's it at? But nobody had found the leak, right? And then when we were typing it in YouTube, there goes Megan Thee Stallion. She uploaded it. So I'm like, okay. And it had only been uploaded like maybe 10, 15 minutes. So then we're listening. I'm like, okay, let's listen to it. And we're like, is this really her page? We're like, no, this is really Megan Thee Stallion's page. So we listen to it. And baby, listen, I'm going to be the first one to tell you. I never liked the Savage song. I thought it was a trendy record. It's a TikTok record. Y'all know how I feel about them TikTok records. I don't really get into the style of the song, but I like Megan Thee Stallion. And yes, I'm saying I like Megan Thee Stallion, but let me tell you something. Beyonce is just that girl. Beyonce. She skated on that record. I love when she gets in her rap bag. This reminded me of when Beyonce was on the record with Nicki Minaj, feeling myself. Like Beyonce's one of them artists. It doesn't even matter if she's on the record with her husband, Jay-Z. She's going to let you know that I'm Beyonce. So don't think I'm just going to get on here and sing. Girl, I'm going to sing on here. I'm going to rap on here. And I'm going to know everything that's going on. And this is the thing about Beyonce that gets on my nerves, but that I love about her at the same time. And I'll play a little bit of the record for you as much as I can without getting it, you know, without getting it flagged or whatever. I'll play a little bit of it for you without getting it flagged. But what I live for Beyonce is because she knows everything that's going on. Girl, how you know about OnlyFans? You know about TikTok? You know about, you know, Levi's? You know about stuffing your jeans into the pants? Like, you know about all the trendy stuff. And she always does, but you don't follow nobody on social media. You're not on Twitter. You follow nobody on Instagram. Beyonce, girl, but you know everything that's going on. I mean, Beyonce knows everything that's popping and that's trending right now. That's always the key for me. But she skated. When I tell you skated, she skated on this record. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you. What happened? Oh, they said we offline. Oh, let me see. Bitch, I done clicked the wrong thing. Oops, I'm still online with everything else. Let me bring it back. Child, I clicked the wrong thing. Uh-oh, bear with me. That was my... Oops, I done clicked the wrong thing. Hold on. We got to bring that back. We're going to bring that all the way back. That was my fault. I'll see y'all in a second. Oops, I done clicked the wrong. What an idiot. All right, let's try this one more time. Okay, let's do this one more time. Okay. Oh, let me tell y'all something. My bad. Okay. I did not mean to do that. I really did not mean to do that. I accidentally cut the live off. Okay. So before we get into something, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video live. Okay. And I want to get into some things. Okay. We're talking Doja Cat. We're talking Beyonce, Megan Thee Stallion, and Nicki Minaj. Okay. Make sure you guys share this live because we did have to restart the stream over. And so I do apologize. My stupid self ended up clicking the wrong freaking live. Okay. But we are here now. And that is what is important to us all. Okay. So let's get into some things. I'm about to share the live right now. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live and back with another video. All right. I'm just trying to repost this right now. Just bear with me. I have to go and upload it back on the socials. I have to re-upload it on the socials because we have to get into some things. Okay. Make sure you guys share this and tell your friends to come in. We're kikiing, chit-chatting, and kai-kaiing, okay? We're here on Twitter live now. And then let me do this on Instagram real quick. I'm so sorry for y'all catching the replay, but that's why y'all got, it's important for you girls to catch it live so you know or get into some things. Hold on. I'm doing a lot right now, and we are live right now. Get comfortable, grab a snack, because there's a lot to talk about. Because I think it was very, very interesting how Doja Cat decided to release that she, in fact, had Nicki on her her record. I'm just sharing this to Instagram so that people don't click the wrong link. Okay, and I'm on Facebook. Okay, hold on. Okay, boom, boom. All right, y'all. Somebody said, you said Megan was not that girl. Listen, let me tell you something. We're going to get into that. And listen, I love, when it comes to the females, I love to be proven wrong. Okay? I don't ever mind being being proven wrong. Don't ever get that twisted. Okay, so let's talk about it. Now that we're here, now that we all on one accord. Okay, so today, it's a lot going on. I'm planning a live video. I'm thinking, okay, we're just going to get into some things. I was going to address a few things, and I was going to go on my merry way. Then I get, you know, I get some rumbles at the door. Knock, 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 knock. I'm like, what's popping? They like, well, you know, Megan Thee Stallion is rumored that Megan Thee Stallion got Beyonce on the record. I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds about right, but is it really real? Because Beyonce, I don't really know if Beyonce is really going to be on the record like that because I know how Beyonce can get. Like I know Beyonce. I mean, I don't know Beyonce, but you know, we think we know Beyonce. Well, anywho, it turns out that it was a real record, and it was the Savage remix. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't really like the Savage song in itself. That's not one of my favorite records on the album. I don't really like them TikTok records. But Savage is a big record for Megan. But here's the thing, she has Beyonce on there, and then she has And she had Nicki Minaj on the record. But both of those records, I feel like, why she didn't have them on more of an up-tempo record? Like, why she didn't have them on a more popping record? I feel like, you know, like, you should have had Nicki on something like Captain Hook. And I don't know. I don't even listen to the, like, I feel like Nicki could have been on Captain Hook and maybe Beyonce. I guess Beyonce could do the Savage. But it just feels like sometimes Megan Thee Stallion picks the wrong songs for the artist to be on the record. But Savage is a big record, so maybe that won't work. Maybe I'll just shut up and just be happy that Beyonce is on Savage. But she don't pick the best songs to me. But anyway, Beyonce was on the Savage record, right? And I'm literally in love with the record now, right? Because I'm trash like that. I'm in love with the record now because Beyonce's on the freaking record. And Beyonce, what I love about Beyonce is Beyonce skates all over records. Like, she does not care. Like, if you are a rapper, she will get on your record and rap, and she will borderline out rap you. Like, Beyonce kept up with Nicki on the freaking feeling myself. And this is what this kind of reminded me of. You know, when Nicki Minaj and Beyonce was on the same record together, this is a great moment for Megan Thee Stallion. This is like solidifying herself as the princess. The people are calling her the princess of rap. And not for nothing, when I'm hearing these songs with these features, Megan Thee Stallion is the girl that's getting features and having people feature with her. And I think that is very important as a female artist that people, not only can you make good songs by yourself, but that people want to work with you. Either A, they want to be on your records, or B, they want you on theirs. And I think it's even more important if people want you on their record because they feel as though you can add something to their record. You know, so I hear a lot of Megan Thee Stallion on a lot of people's records. So this is good for her. But I'm going to get back to the Beyonce piece. Beyonce skated on this record. One thing I really love about Beyonce is the same thing I hate about Beyonce is the fact that Beyonce has zero. She follows zero people on social media, on Instagram. She doesn't have a Twitter. I don't think she has a Facebook. She doesn't respond. She doesn't do interviews. She doesn't say anything. You would think Beyonce doesn't know what's going on. But Beyonce is the most in tune person out of everybody. Like, Beyonce knows about OnlyFans. She knows about TikTok. She knows about, you know, stuffing, you know, putting on the jeans, the Levi High jeans. She knows about every trend on social media, but yet she don't follow nobody. Beyonce, when are you going to stop, quit playing with the people and let everybody know that your Beyonce Instagram is just your corporate account and you got a full-on real ghost Instagram where you follow all the girls on it? Just tell us you got one. So then we can go on a frenzy trying to find your ghost Instagram because, girl, you're definitely on social media. Boots, okay? She definitely have a – she know too much. Every time she do a song, she know everything that's going on, and it's like, girl, but you don't follow nobody. You don't know. You're not into – you're just so unbothered by everything. But, girl, you know everything that's going on. Oh, let's just get into a little bit of it. Let me see what we got. Let's see. Oh, see, hold on. Oh, hips tick tock when I dance. Now, that was a little dark, girl. What do that mean on that demon time? She might start her OnlyFans. Come on, Beyonce. Oh, okay. It's really getting into some things. Like, I'm here for this record. I'm here for Beyonce. I'm here for Beyonce. Oh, okay. Y'all know I want to let this whole record play, but then take my coin. Oh, gang. Let's go. It doesn't matter who writes the shit for her. She sells it. I'm here for the queen, okay? Don't ever get it twisted. I'm here for the queen. She actually rapped better than Megan Thee Stallion on this record, if we want to really be honest. I don't even remember. I don't know any of Megan's verse. I don't remember Megan on this song at all. I go straight to the Beyonce piece. But if this is done right, Megan right now currently is sitting at number 14 on the Hot 100. This record could be her number one, and I'd be here for it. And you know what? Listen, and some people said that, okay, Armand, you think that Megan is not that girl. Well, this is going to show right here. Like, Megan has – we're going to see what happens now. Now that Beyonce has stamped her, we're going to see – what happens with Megan? Because we remember once Beyonce stamped Nicki, Nicki was already buzzing. Nicki was hot, but once she got that Beyonce, it was Nicki Minaj. So we will see what's going to happen with Megan Thee Stallion. However, I still feel like Megan is stuck in that contract, so I don't really know how that's going to work. If she's going to be able to catapult like we think she's going to, I would hate for her to get a moment like this and then it just falls short. Like, this is the make or break moment for Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, you've had Nicki, you've had Beyonce. I mean, you know what I mean? It doesn't get any better than Beyonce. I mean, you don't even need Drake at this point. If you got Beyonce, you can get Drake. Trust me. You get what I'm saying? Like, you've got the Beyonce. She's on the record with you. Like, if your career doesn't take off to super mega stardom after this, if we're not getting Grammys, if we're not getting big Billboard awards, bitch, it's not happening, you know? Hopefully, we'll see you at Met Galas and Fashion Weeks. You know, if we, you know, we want to see big brands, big budgets. You know, you got this Beyonce. So hopefully, you know, with the big money start really coming in, we want to see big budgets. If those things don't start happening, I don't know if Meg is going to happen. So we'll see, though. Now this is the true test to see if Megan Thee Stallion is going to happen. We'll see. Oh, please don't get me hyped. Write my name in ice, period, pool, okay? Oh, I don't argue with these lazy idiots. I just raised my price, period. Okay? Now that's con. Now that's fish, okay? Period, okay? See, now Beyonce, now that's fish, okay? Now they, we're not going to argue with these ladies. I just raised my price, okay? Period, okay? The fuck? Okay? Ooh. Okay, let's go. Okay, period. Period, boo. I'm here for it. This is a fantastic moment for Megan Thee Stallion. I'm happy for her. And, you know, she's been growing on me, people. I'm not going to lie. Megan Thee Stallion has been growing on me. I told you, I got two songs of hers in my playlist already. Megan is growing on me. And you know why? I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm hearing her voice a lot. And I'm hearing it through the features. And I'm hearing it a lot. I'm hearing it in a lot of different spaces, you know, and she's talented, you know, and I could hear that she's working on the flow. I could hear that she's trying to add and do things and she's growing. So I'm here for it. I'm happy. This is what I'm talking about. This gets me hyped. Let's get into some things. We might have a chance on Summer. 2020 is not over yet. Beyonce has just jumped on a record with Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, and we seen it coming. She was signed to Roc Nation. I mean, come on. I mean, they got to make their artists look good. Now, but with that being said, I think this is a key too. Now, I'm not going to say who this person is. Because I know they watching. They get so mad at me when I talk about this other person. But I want them to know that they know that I love them so much. But they get so mad when I talk about this other person. So, but then Doja Cat, and I'm here for it. Like, don't ever get it twisted. Do not for a second get it twisted. Doja Cat goes, oh, no, not today. Not today. Not today. We're not going to have a Megan Thee Stallion Beyonce party. No, we're going to say hashtag Say So Remix, and then dropped a sneak peek with Nicki Minaj. Now, it had been rumbling, but there was no confirmation. Now, the girls are playing a very dirty, dirty game. And if you ask me, and I've heard a couple of people say, and I've heard people here, there, and everywhere, close sources close to, you know, different camp, Doja Cat's camp and things like that, they haven't said it, but they've alluded that I could tell that there was a conversation, you know, there's conversations that have been had about Megan Thee Stallion and Doja Cat. And rightfully so. And because I feel like, you know, right now, and not for nothing, we do have to throw Cardi B out here. I feel like, and listen, I love Cardi too, but I feel like the girls are Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion. I feel like those are the girls that are trying to get the title of the Princess of Rap. Doja Cat is going the commercial mainstream way first, but then she still wants to be known as a rapper. Megan Thee Stallion is coming up hood, gutter. I'm a freestyle, I'm a writer, I'm a rapper's rapper. And then, you know, and I feel like, you know, maybe both of them secretly don't respect Cardi B. And they feel like that they're going to take that spot. And I feel like in doing so, they're not chummy, buddy, buddy, because they feel like, you know what, listen, we're both leading ladies. Like, we are up next. So we want to come in the game respecting our elders. We want to respect Nicki. We want to respect B. Like, you know the Holy Trinity, Nicki B and Ree. Okay, and then for a while there was Cardi B. However, I'm going to say, Cardi, We need something to drop soon, because these girls are on your ass. Period, Pooh. And you know I keep it real. These girls are trying to be on your ass, Cardi. Don't ever forget it. But I'll say this. I feel like Doja Cat tried to go ahead and take away Meg's moment a little bit. She did. Because Doja Cat is number 5 for Say So. She's Billboard. She's top 5 Billboard Hot 100. And so maybe this will take her to that number 1. And maybe right now by throwing off the, you know, talking about the Nicki Minaj and the Say So remix in the midst of trending with Megan Thee Stallion, people might go listen to the regular Say So. Now, I'll let you know this. I like Say So. And not for nothing, Nicki Minaj is very much so that girl. You know what I'm saying? So we're all going to go listen to that too. And Nicki Minaj has been on hiatus, you know. So she's that girl like on a Beyonce co-sign type of T too. I mean, Beyonce is still Beyonce because at the end of the day, Beyonce had to co-sign Nicki Minaj. However, Nicki Minaj is still a powerful source, and we are going to want to hear them skate on the record together. For me, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't really listen to the snippet because I had to do a show earlier. But if I'm thinking Doja Cat and Nicki, I'm sure that this is going to sound very poppy. It's going to sound like one of those mainstream. I feel like we're going to get like a pop Nicki. But it's still going to be good. But I'm here for the music being dropped. I feel like Doja Cat, because I didn't see Doja Cat first. And maybe this could have just been me and I could have been reaching, but we can call it reach of facts. Do the people think that Doja Cat tried to take away Megan Thee Stallion's moment today? I damn sure do. I feel like Doja Cat absolutely tried to take away Megan Thee Stallion's moment today. And I don't feel like Doja Cat actually really gets into Megan Thee Stallion like that. But you know what? I'm not mad at it because I don't feel like she needs to. Because guess what? Them two right now are the leading females for this rap stuff. Y'all are really pushing this Doja Cat, and she's doing numbers. So is Megan Thee Stallion. I'm so glad that Lizzo is not in the conversation. Megan Thee Stallion, with this Beyonce record, this is your second chance for a new hot girl summer. Don't you drop the ball, Megan Thee Stallion. Don't you drop that. But I'm not mad, because if I was Doja Cat, I'd have dropped me too. She got Beyonce, but I got Nicki. What's up? And that's how you're supposed to do it. And really what was supposed to happen, see, in my mind, that's when Cardi B was supposed to drop that she had Rihanna. See, that's what I would have wanted to happen. Nobody got Rihanna. And let's be very clear. If Rihanna dropped, that's number one. It don't matter who on who record. We wouldn't care a damn about a Say So. We wouldn't care about a Savage. Whatever Rihanna drop, whoever get her, that's going instantly number one. But then, listen, I probably been in here butt naked just on. I probably been so hype over here, I probably wouldn't even be able to sit down. If everybody would have dropped like that today, oh my God, y'all would have seen a whole nother person. Oh my God. I think I tweeted Cardi and Rihanna. Come on. We need this for the culture. Let me tell you something. So I'm here for it. I'm here for all the ladies. I'm here for hip hop. I'm here for the girls doing their thing. I'm here for it. I'm ready for this stupid little thing we going through to be over. Like, let's get into it. Let's get to the parties. Let's get to the music. Let's get to the festivals. Let's get into some things. Drop these records. Yes. This is what I'm here for, people. And there's nothing wrong with a little friendly competition. There's nothing wrong with a little friendly competition. I like that Doja Cat did that. But if I'm Megan Thee Stallion, I'm still not impressed, which I have Beyonce on a record. Do you? So let's go. Record for record. Let's get into some things. Say So is a hit. Savage is a hit. Now let's get two women on here that create two main queens. Let's go. Let's see who's going to go number one. Whose hit is going to go higher? What record is going to do the most? Let's get into it. Let's get into some music. Yes, I'm here for it all. Who's going to get the number one? Let's get into it. So I'm really, really excited. This was a good move. I was really hyped about this today. This just made me like Doja Cat. Because I'm like, okay. Because the thing about Doja Cat is Doja Cat is coming to win. She's playing to win. She's playing for keeps. Okay. And so, you know, like she might let you think that she's over there to be a pop star, but she wants to be known in hip hop too. She's playing for keeps. She wants that spot. She wants that princess to rap. But right now, Megan Thee Stallion is winning. Megan Thee Stallion is winning. Megan Thee Stallion got Beyonce on the record. Megan Thee Stallion is winning right now. I don't care what the billboards say. The court of public opinion in hip hop, I'm giving it to Megan Thee Stallion because you got Beyonce on the record. There's no way that Doja Cat can win by having Nicki on the record when Nicki needed Beyonce on the record. There's not many rappers that got Beyonce on a record to rap and sing. Don't you ever forget it. To be honest with you, I don't think that Nicki should have ran and hopped on Hot Girl Summer like that. But that's a conversation for another day. They saying Beyonce on a record by default, Roc Nation. Okay, we could take that, but then at the same time, girl, y'all have pressured Nicki to feature Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion pretty much got on live with millions of people and was like, girl, I'm coming to Houston, I want you on my record. And then so many of y'all was making it seem like Nicki don't work with females, so she had to get on the damn record. You don't talk to Megan Thee Stallion. But not for nothing, Nicki, this is what I like about Nicki. It don't even matter. Nicki also... Let's not get it with it. Was on a record with Cardi. Nicki is going to be on anybody hot because Nicki, at what makes Nicki, Nicki Minaj, anybody's hot, Nicki Minaj, and everybody that's hot wants a Nicki Minaj feature. So that really goes to show how hot Nicki Minaj is because everybody, Nicki Minaj has got and skated on everybody's record. Ain't nobody that Nicki Minaj have not touched. The only person Nicki Minaj ain't touched is freaking Michael Jackson. But if he was alive, I believe she'd have touched Michael. Nicki done had everybody from Justin Bieber to Chris Brown to Beyonce to Madonna and Britney Spears to Mariah Carey. So let's not get it twisted, okay? Nicki Minaj is still that girl and very much so that. And so her getting on these people records just further extends her resume. And I'm for sure she's not going to get on a record and let Doja Cat think that she's going to skate. Nicki Minaj is probably going to body Doja Cat on that record, okay? And then in other music news, 6ix9ine is also coming out with a record May 8th. But we knew that was going to happen as well. So 6ix9ine is coming out with music too. Oh, yes. Tekashi will be out, and I cannot wait to hear what Tekashi is going to be getting into and talking about. So I'm excited about all of this stuff that's going on. I feel like we're in for a lit summer. We're just in time for things to start slowly opening up. You know what I mean? So maybe we have a chance, 2020. Maybe we got a chance. Maybe we have a freaking chance, okay? So let me take some calls. I'm going to take some calls. I want to know what y'all think, okay? The number is 563. We talking Doja Cat. We're talking Nicki Minaj, Cardi B shit. And let me say this about Cardi, but I don't want to make this whole live about Cardi. I love Cardi. Y'all know I like Cardi. But I feel like, girl, it's time. We've given it a while. We need something. We need something to drop. These girls are dropping, girl. These girls are dropping. Girl, we need you to drop something. We need you to drop something soon. You've been in the studio. We've seen it. We need something to drop. It's been a long time. You know, these girls are they're trying to take you out, girl. And I know that they can't because whatever. But listen, we need your Cardi B record. You need to drop something in the next week. or announce that something is going to be dropping soon. Period. Something needs to come out. Okay? I don't know how long. Like, listen, music needs to start dropping, Cardi. We need it out. We need it out. We need it out. Well, we at least we needed an announcement. We need a snippet. We need a new snippet that one you're going to go for. Because what I really think that the snippet that you play needs to drop. I think that that doing a one again, and then again, and then again, that needs to drop. That needs to drop. Cardi, come on. That needs to drop. Or if you got something better, you got something knocking like that, you need to let that go, okay? Stop holding on to the shit, Cardi. Drop something. Because I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm hyped. I'm hyped. I'm ready. Come on, I'm going to say, even NeNe Leakes drop some music. I know you lie. Oh, come on in and get this. Come on here and get this. Come on here and get this. What is it? Ain't that what she said? Come on here and get this. Come on here and get this. Come on here and get this. But you know what I'm saying. So we're gonna take some calls, and let's get into some things. Come on here and get this. Come on here and get this. Come on here and get this. You're in the gang. You're in the gang. And then, oh, okay, let's take some calls. Okay, let's see. We got a 4Q. We got a 4Q. We got a 4Q. Okay. Oh, we got the out of country, out of town. Okay, everybody ready? 5580, you live on the air. Hold on. 5580, what's popping?
What's going on, Omar? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Down in the back.
Cool. I'm always the first person in the queue. That's crazy. Honestly, I feel like Cardi B is a one-hit wonder. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? She has several hits a year, but one album, that's it. I don't really see her doing anything else that'll excite us. I don't see it happening.
Okay, so what do you think about
that's
the Doja Cat? Okay, what about Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, you know, and all of that?
Megan Thee Stallion, she's trying to, like, two different labels. Like, she going through label issues with her own label, so she ain't going to pop. She's done. Like, there isn't a girl out there, rapper, doing anything except for me, Nicki Minaj, that has tenure.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's for a long period of time. Megan Thee Stallion, Cash Doll, they all, like, to me, they all, like, one-hit wonders. That's it. Just one hit, they fly for a short period of time, and then after that, it's a wrap. Because keep in mind, they're not signed to a major label. They're not doing, you know, people. They're one-hit wonders. That's it. This is my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
With Nicki, she do different type of music with different artists. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't just hip-hop. With Cash Doll, just hip-hop. Megan Thee Stallion, just hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? With Cardi
right.
B, to me, it's just a one-hit wonder. That's it. My opinion about that, you know what I'm saying? I don't see her doing anything different besides just one thing and not being a hit no more.
Okay.
I hope not, but
so did you listen to the Beyonce? What did you think about Beyonce on the record? What did you think about Beyonce?
Wrong mix. Wrong mix.
Okay. So
wrong
you don't
mix.
Like anybody but
that,
Nicki Minaj?
I like, no. I fuck with Nicki Minaj, Jean Grey. I fuck with mostly underground rapping females that actually rap. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They got bars. You know what I'm saying? I don't. Nicki is okay to me as a mainstream artist, but I fuck with underground rappers. Bahamadia, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, underground females, to me, I fuck with them like that. But mainstream-wise, I don't feel like Cardi B will ever have the crossover respect like Nicki does. That's
okay.
Just my opinion.
Well, thank you, Carla. We got to move on. But thank you for calling in and supporting the show. Thank you.
No
All right,
problem.
Let's take a couple more. Let's take a couple more. The number is 563-999-3658. Okay, let me get this private caller. Private caller, you live on the air.
Come on, how's it going?
No, you sound like you're going to say something stupid. I think upon you. You had too much energy. I don't trust that. 7138, out of town. You're live on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, oh, my gosh. Let me just get to it. So I like Beyonce's verse on the record, but I wish she was on Captain Hook. She would have got really nasty on Captain Hook.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because Beyonce's on this song, I feel like she's not going to do well with her first album because, like, she's gotten everyone now.
Oh, right. You know what I mean? Like, you got, yeah. Well, not everyone.
Yeah,
well,
so
yeah, well, everyone.
She's got Beyonce.
Only thing left is, like, a Drake feature. And, you know.
Exactly. So how well is her first album going to be? Like,
or how long
is
her
get?
First real studio album going to be, huh? So she probably
exactly.
should have
so
saved,
like,
Nicki and Beyonce for her album, huh?
Exactly. She's
or at least Beyonce.
Yeah, so that's all I wanted to say, but thanks.
Well, what do you think about Doja Cat? Do you feel like Doja Cat tried to steal a little bit of the moment?
No, I don't. I feel like, I don't know, it just feels like Christmas having both of them release songs. I don't think she done it in, like, a malicious way.
You just feel like she just did it, like, okay, it's time. Like, girl, let me go ahead and throw this out there and let's get the people hype. That might not be, that
yeah.
could be true, too.
Yeah.
I just find it funny that they don't ever interact. So on today, this would be the day that you decided to throw what you had coming, too. Because people have been talking about this Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj feature. But today was just the day that mm-hmm. you decided, which was interesting. And then she wanted the Twitter to trend Say So remix when everybody was doing the Savage remix. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Girls will be girls, but I mean, it's all good for us. We love it, right?
Of course, definitely. It felt like Christmas.
What time, where you live? Where are you located? Are you in the UK?
I'm from London, yeah.
London, I love it out there. Do they have black? Well, I know they have a lot of black people. Are you one of those black people out there?
Yes,
I want to come out there. How are you guys doing right now? Are you guys open up?
No, we're on lockdown as well. We can go to, like, our local parks and then go grocery shopping, but that's about it.
One day I will come out there. They say it's like New York on steroids, and I really want to go. And I would love to have a meet and greet there because I know so many people love me, and I love the accents, even though I butcher it every time. But I feel like we can really get turned up there, okay? We can get really, really lit, okay?
Yes,
so thanks for your support.
Come,
what time is
it? It's about to be 1 a.m.
Oh, my God. Take yourself to bed.
No, I have to watch you. I love your reactions.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys for watching. I love you guys. I love all my international viewers. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes. Let's get into some things. We're going to take a couple more. Let me see. How long we've been on here? Get into it. I want to shout out to everybody who has donated. And I didn't get to shout you guys out all out. Thank you guys for your Cash Apps, your Super Chats. Everybody, thank you, Ty. Ty says, Beyonce made the whole song. She just made it unannoying. Thank you for that $50 Cash App, okay? We're going to do a light twerk for you at the end, okay? We're definitely going to get into some things, all right? We're going to get into it, but I want to give some more people a chance to call in so we could talk about it. All right. Who we got? 7127, you live on the air.
Hey, I'm Lon. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. I just want to say before I give my opinion that videos like this is how I found your channel. And this is why
I
watch you, not because of anybody putting you on to
right.
anything. So I just want to put that out. I love your commentary about the female rappers, okay?
Thank you so much.
Anyway, this is Bianca. I just wanted to tell you that. But
shout out to Bianca,
You know me. So I'm definitely a huge Cardi fan, but I will say that I think it's really exciting to see, you know, Beyonce and Meg on a song and then see Doja and Nicki on a song. Like, it's just like, oh my, it's just like a jolt of adrenaline. And there's no hate, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think people want Cardi to be pressed so bad. And it's like, why? Why do they want her to be pressed? You know, Meg and Beyonce, they have business relationship, obviously, because of
right.
Rock Nation. And they took that picture together. It solidified for me. Like, they're going to have a song soon. Like, that's what it said to me, you know, the New Year's picture. And Beyonce killed it. Like, Beyonce
she
killed
did. She
that
did her
song.
Thing.
She
did her thing.
Like the song.
The thing what I feel about Cardi is I feel like Cardi needs to drop something. I feel like we've went
Agreed.
Way too long without a Cardi B record. We've went way
yeah.
too long. Way too long.
I
and
agree.
I think it's fair to say.
I
like
agree.
We need a Cardi record. We need a single, girl. It's been hella long.
Yeah. She needs to come back out. And I think what happened is because, honestly, you know, press did not perform very well. And I think
right.
with her, you know, label and her team took a step back and like, okay, maybe we're flooding the market with too
right.
much Cardi. And, you know, people don't want to hear it right now. So I think they're being smart to kind of hold her back to where people will start to be like, we need Cardi. We want to hear you. What you got? What you got? So I think you're right. The time is right. She's primed. I think Doja and Nicki is a good combo as well. I mean, let's get it, girls. Like, I'm here for it all.
I'm here for it all, too. And but one thing I will say when it comes to Cardi, with the only thing I get a little nervous with, this is why I want to hear, I want to see her next project. I want to see who's working with her because as a female rapper and,
yeah.
and music, it's very important. Like, while you can put out these singles, you can make these songs, who's working with you? You know what I mean? So, and if
yeah.
I'm looking at a Doja
yeah.
Cat, you got a Nicki Minaj jumping on a record on a, you know, immediately almost. Nicki Minaj jumping on a Megan Thee Stallion. And then you got Beyonce jumping on a Megan Thee Stallion. Regardless what business relationships are, these are, and we've also
yeah.
seen Megan Thee Stallion jump going from label to label with different type of people jumping on records with them. She's done songs with Meek
yeah.
Mill, and she's done songs with, you know, DaBaby. She's done records with these, like just a mixture of people. I feel like, for Cardi
yeah.
has been out a little bit longer than them. I feel like I don't know. Maybe she's busy or maybe during it. I don't know. I want to see more people wanting Cardi B features, and I want to see more Cardi B features with artists outside of QC. You get what I'm saying? Like, I
agree.
Because I'm starting to look
yeah.
like, hey, a lot of people are not jumping on these records with you, or maybe you're not jumping on these records with them. I don't know. But I
yeah.
want Cardi back out. I want her in this. I want her in this. I want her in this.
I want her in it, too. And, like, I want to hear Cardi with Drake, and I want to hear Cardi
yes.
with Rihanna, because Rihanna has made it
yes.
very clear several
yes.
times that she would love to work with Cardi. So I want to hear that.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I don't...
Yeah,
I,
but no,
well,
you get into
did,
something.
I could have been wrong. Somebody said she did a record with me. No, I don't know. I don't know who did. What, I could be wrong, but I know that Megan Thee Stallion went on the tour with me. So that was good enough for me.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was enough. That's a collaboration right there between the two of them. You know, and
well,
like
Cardi,
you know,
Cardi did
that,
one too, but you know, Meek Mill probably did that to spite Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not the same thing.
And they're both Atlantic, right?
Yeah.
Nicki and Cardi and Meek. So that could be a business thing too. But you know, who knows? But I think it's gonna be great. But Cardi, hopefully she's watching this because she watches you, obviously, and. You know, I think maybe she can see that people are getting excited. They want to hear from her, too. Like, come on out, girl. Even if it's just you by yourself. So you don't need nobody. Come on out.
Yes, I'm ready for Cardi to come out. Like, girl, because we got to be real. These girls are kicking it into high gear because they're trying to claim a spot.
Yes.
Doja Cat
yes.
is trying to come up for us. And we didn't see it coming with Meg now. And even if it's not Meg, it's Roc Nation trying to put Meg in position. They trying to do like a
yep.
a umbrella Rihanna moment for her. Get her out of her contract, reset her up, rebrand her, re-put her out there. You could see it. They saying, like, we got Beyonce on her side. Like, when have you ever seen Beyonce just come out of left field like this and jump on a new artist's record? She doesn't do that.
Okay. New, too. Yeah.
With no album
Nicki,
out.
It took a long time for Nicki to get her. And Nicki was
very
hot
long time.
As hell. Yeah. So you right. They up to something. You onto some things. This music analytics, like, this is your niche. I loved it. I love
Thank
the way
you.
You break it down.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
I love that. Because
you
can tell this is what gets me excited. This is what I like to do. This,
yeah.
this is what I like to get
yeah.
into. This is my thing. Okay. Thank
Heck
you
yeah.
both.
And you excite us. All right. Bye,
okay.
Dave.
All right. Okay. Listen. Okay. 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 How long have we been on here? Okay. We got a couple more minutes and then I'm going to get up out of here. Because, child, this tequila is getting through me. Okay. Somebody said Office Space got Cardi B tied up. Y'all try that. Shut up. All right. 2034. We're not going to get to all the calls. If you want to get your call answered, make sure you super chat your way to the top. I know that you know the hate when I say that. 2034, you're live on the air. Okay, you're not ready. We have a full queue. 7700, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I feel like this is a good time that takes you back to that early 2000 era where you just want to hear all the different female artists. Like back in the day, it was Kim, it was Missy Elliott. It was just all of the artists out putting out good music. And I think a lot of these female artists are a little, well, just artists in general, a little desperate because everybody's quarantined. So
okay.
I think they all putting out just stuff. But I will say it kind of makes me question, like, okay, what was Doja Cat's motive? Only because you know that Nicki and Meg are really cool, so you don't want to stop Megan's bag like that if you're trying to be sneaky or something to cut whatever she got going on because you got Nicki on. They're actually cool, Nicki and Cardi. Meg and Nicki.
Yeah.
So that was kind of weird that she would want to, like, stop that little moment for her. But I do want to hear something from Cardi. I want her to come out. I want a brand new artist come out as well. I just want this to be the summer that say, okay, everybody's in the quarantine moment. Let's just all listen to some good music.
Well, I think a new artist is going to buzz.
I think
for me, I feel like Mulatto is going to buzz because she's young and she's got bars and, you know, like, she's doing her thing.
That,
like, I like
true.
Mulatto. Mulatto is coming up. I really like
her
Mulatto.
Come up. Mm-hmm. And she's in a little bit of that younger era, like right underneath that Cardi. I think what she's like, that 18, 19, well, maybe what, 21, 22?
Yes.
Yeah, that's that right underneath that Cardi era. So I think she might be the next up and coming thing too. But I will say, I want it to be that early. I don't think none of them are going to be on that Nicki stage in that 2010 era because there was nobody out. I don't think none of them is going to just be that girl. I think music, it can be that era of the early 2000s where all the women was just putting out that good music, like Kim.
But the
Nicki,
cream still will rise to the crop. And I think that was the part when Doja Cat went and dropped Today, kind of like, don't get it twisted. That's good for Savage,
right.
But don't forget that we got Say So coming too. Like, that was more of a friendly competition type of thing. Like, she's letting, like, girl, you got, because she knows how powerful. Don't get it twisted. Doja Cat understands how powerful that Beyonce feature was for Megan Thee Stallion, and Doja Cat also knows.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
She's over there getting a pop star bag right now, while she still wants to be considered a hip hop rapper. But she knows that Megan Thee Stallion right now is the rapper. Now, Doja Cat is getting that commercial bag, which is fine because Nicki Minaj did that same thing. But she wants to still let you know, listen, she got that popping. But guess what? I got this popping. I'm here for it all.
I'm here for it all, too. And you know what? I feel like Doja Cat has a range of all types of audiences where Megan
yes.
is still trying to find her way of, you know, she's a rapper, but she's not hitting a certain brand just yet. I feel like Doja Cat came out hitting all platforms, and that's a plus on her side.
Yeah, I agree.
And
thank you,
last
caller.
Thing, before I go,
go
on,
ahead.
Last
okay.
thing, can you please sing, what was Nicki Leak's song? Can you please do it one more time?
Come on here and get this. I forget. Come on here and get this.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you, Carla. I love to hear you. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Oh, God, y'all got it. It's so many people over here. There's no way. Okay. And let me tell you something. This is killing me. All right, we're going to do one more. 9055, you're live on the air. Okay. 5385, you're live on the air.
Hold on, let me take you off this. Okay, first I want to say it's funny because it is like a competition because Doja Cat used to be signed to Jay-Z, if you look it
okay.
up. So
no,
I think
I
that
didn't.
Was kind of a shot to, like, as far as, like, oh, I'm collabing with Nicki and you collab with Beyonce, because Doja Cat was Dog Nation. And then secondly, just so you know, I already heard the whole song, and I'll DM it to you. You know I will. Of the Say So remix, and I'm going to let you know right now, it's no shade. It's going to be a boot up part two. And if you know
really?
What I mean by boot up, if you know what I mean by boot up part two, it's just a song that shouldn't have been remixed. And it doesn't even sound like she was trying. It sounds like a mashup, but it's.
Oh, so it's not even cohesive with the record.
No, it's cohesive. It just sounds like she was bored and she just gave out 45 seconds. Yeah, and then for the girls in the comments talking about Cardi this, Cardi that, blah, 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 you guys have to remember, these girls have to get remixes to boost their sales. They couldn't get Doja did get a solo top 10 by herself, but Meg has yet to get a solo top 10 by herself.
Talk about it. Let's get into
At
some
all.
Things.
I'll send it to you right now, though.
Okay, thank you. Get that over to me now. Thank you, Eva. You know, Eva comes through. She comes through with the tea. She comes through, Eva, with the tea. Eva with the tea. Okay, we get into some things here. Listen, okay, period. Okay. Well, I guess that's it, y'all. We're going to wrap it up here. Today was a very good day. I'm really, really excited about the music. I'm really, really excited about people dropping. I'm excited about Doja Cat and Nicki. I'm excited about Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce. I'm here for it. I'm looking for it. I'm ready for music to get popping again. I'm ready to add stuff to my playlist. And tonight, I might be reneging on my idea not to drink, because I think we're going to drink and listen to some music. We're going to go to Real Radio 1 and get into some things a little later. So I'm happy. So I'm great. Listen, let's get into some things. Make sure you guys all subscribe. Follow me on Instagram at The Armand Wiggins Show, Facebook, The Armand Wiggins Show, YouTube, The Armand Wiggins Show, Twitter, The Armand Wiggins Show, everything, The Armand Wiggins Show. Keep me updated. If you guys have anything that you want to promote or email, please email me at TheArmandWigginsShow@gmail.com. I love you all. Thanks for watching. And, we want to get into some things. We want to get into some things, and I'm excited about the music. I'm excited about, you know, new music coming out. So I love you all. Until next time, keep that same energy, and we'll be back before Doja Cat releases, but, you know, we're going to definitely be back to talk about that remix too, okay? Bye. Thank you.